I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Bill Teft. He is manager of the New Mexico Public Lands Information Center. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be here.
What is the Public Lands Information Center? You call it PLIC, PLIC.
PLIC. Yeah, we call it PLIC. Well, it's a one-stop resource for outdoor recreation information statewide. We combine information from all public lands agencies and organize it by activity so people can use it.
So what kinds of things specifically?
We have information we have maps, books, and other things that help people understand the state of New Mexico. There might be somebody interested in rock hounding or gold prospecting. There might be hunters, people that fish, hikers, campers. So I get a lot of people in that
rafters.
Are looking for rafters. I see a lot of people in that want to experience camping in a dispersed, primitive sort of way, and so there are lots of opportunities for that around the state. I get a lot of questions from out of state, from film location scouts to people who are looking for Forest Fenn's treasure box.
What do they say? Hey, Bill, do you know where the treasure box is?
Every single time. They always ask me, and I never tell them where the treasure is.
But you know?
I'm not saying.
was that ever found?
I don't think it's been found yet.
Interesting.
But then some people that come in, I've asked if they would announce that they found it, and some people say yes, and some people say no. They wouldn't say that they found it.
So. No, because it'd be in news, and next day your house would be burglarized.
Exactly right.
So there's a lot of public land in New Mexico.
There is.
And there's a lot of different agencies that oversee that land.
That's right. Almost 40% of the state's land area is public land.
Which is really unusual for, well, I guess in western lands, you have more of that. Back east, not so much.
That's right. Every state has some public land. New Mexico ranks 8th in the country in the percentage of public land in that particular land area. Alaska has the most public land, but Nevada ranks first in percentage.
So the public land is held by what kinds of different agencies?
Well, we have the Bureau of Land Management. We have the United States Forest Service. We have the Army Corps of Engineers, Fish and Wildlife Service. We have the National Park Service. We have state parks, state fish and wildlife areas. All of these areas are open to the public and have fantastic opportunities, fantastic geology, wildlife viewing, hunting, hiking, all kinds of different opportunities on these lands. And all these lands belong to us. They're managed by these different agencies, but they belong to us, the citizens of the United States.
Which is why they're called public lands, although some public lands are off limits.
Well, we talk about Department of Defense and tribal lands. Tribal lands are not really public lands, and they're not government lands either. They're held in trust. So when we talk about public lands, we are talking about lands that are accessible to the public.
And so what are some of the questions that people ask who contact you at the Public Lands Information Center?
Most of the time I get questions about where people can go camp. During recent fire season, and every year we have a fire season, and it seems to be lasting a lot longer these days, I get a lot of calls on where people can have a campfire, where people can camp and hike that doesn't have fire restrictions. So what we do is we compile all from all the different agencies statewide, we compile fire restriction information, and we can help advise people on where they can go and camp and hike and so on. And as we remember from last summer, the options got fewer and fewer and fewer as to where people could do this, but we were able to guide people and recommend areas that people could at least hike and camp. Pretty much open wood campfires pretty much got banned throughout the state for a while there, and so we find a lot of people, they want to go out and they want to have a campfire if they're camping, and if they can't have a campfire, they usually don't go out. It's part of the camping experience to have a campfire.
Now, there's places in certain areas with fire pits and so on where you can have a campfire.
exactly right. The Forest Service and the BLM have different regulations on what constitutes an open fire. As we get tighter and tighter restrictions, then we have tighter and tighter limits on any kind of fire, whether it's in a fire ring or in a grill or even in a gas-powered stove. We got into a situation on quite a number of forests this last summer where there weren't any open fires at all. In fact, some areas were actually closed to the public. And so we compile all that information for each specific site and trail throughout Arizona and New Mexico.
Oh, okay. When location scouts call you and say, what kind of things they say? We're shooting a Western and we need...
Exactly. Well, most people, when they call, they're looking for an area that is going to be close to some facilities, close to a city. We had last summer, we had a press junket for the Lone Ranger here in Santa Fe, and some folks from Chicago came out and they wanted to demonstrate some ATVs, some four-wheel drive ATVs during the press junket. So they came in and they were looking for areas that they could go and legally drive in an area that was relatively close to Santa Fe. And so we were able to put that together for them and advise where they could go and drive.
Now, you must know this state really well.
Well, I think I do. I'm a native. I graduated from the University of New Mexico with a degree in geography. I've done some extensive map projects in the state of New Mexico, and I'm always out on the road looking for new things or revisiting old places. People ask me what my favorite part of the state is, and it's always going to be where I am right now.
So driving around is part of your job?
It's part of my job, and getting out there and seeing things. I've got a lot of different experiences out in the backcountry. One of my favorite areas is west of Santa Fe and Albuquerque, out in the Rio Puerco Valley, and then further west towards Mount Taylor. Spectacular area. It's fairly remote. I only recommend it in a high-clearance vehicle. And, of course, anytime I recommend these places, want to make sure that the person going is equipped for independent travel, this person's experienced driver, and so on. But there are so many other opportunities, Mary Charlotte, to visit sites that are very close to and do not require a lot of experienced off-road travel. There are so many different unknown, unsung places out there in this fantastic New Mexico that I could do dozens of different programs talking about each one of these different places.
Give us a few examples.
Well, we have a wonderful brand new national monument. It was created by presidential proclamation back in March. It's called the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument. It's up near Taos. It consists of three previously existing recreation areas, the Orea Verde, which is near Pilar, south of Taos. There's the Wild Rivers Recreation Area that's west of Cuesta, and the Rio Grande Wild and Scenic River. And they combined all three of those and then added another 220,000 acres on the Taos Plateau between the Rio Grande and Highway 285. This is the newest national monument in the country. It's managed by the Bureau of Land Management. The entire monument consists of almost 250,000 acres that's protected now from development and so on. So it's open to camping, to hiking, to just scenic driving. One thing about New Mexico is that everybody that lives here or visits New Mexico knows that New Mexico is just one big scenic drive.
It's true.
Cruising is raised to almost a spiritual experience here in New Mexico. So when I send people out to particular areas, I'm cognizant of their capability. I always ask what they drive and what some of their experiences is. I love being able to direct somebody to some place that they hadn't really heard of before. We have some wonderful Navajo pueblitos. They call them the Dineta pueblitos, southeast of Bloomfield in the northwestern corner of New Mexico. Fabulous places. A lot of people have never heard of these pueblitos, and they're very, very interesting, and they're all on public land. You can visit them all, and you can even camp out there if you like. So that's one place in particular I send people. Another place, certainly in our own area in Santa Fe, right now in the winter, I like to send people to the Kasha Kutuwe Tent Rocks National Monument, just south of town. It's only about 40 minutes from downtown Santa Fe, and it's wonderful on these bright winter days that we're having. It's just a spectacular place. Those who haven't been there yet really have a surprise in store. There's one of the best slot canyon trails in the Southwest there. It's really a lot of fun.
And you probably have a handle on what places you can go with dogs.
That's right. That's right. An outdoor experience with your dog is becoming a very, very important part of the information that we provide here. So it's very important for me to know where somebody can take a dog, whether they need to be on leash, and so on and so forth. For example, unfortunately, right now, the Kasha Kutuwe Tent Rocks.
No dogs.
No dogs yet. But they are working on building some kennels there that someday you'll be able to bring your dog and leave the dog in the kennel and then be able to hike the trail.
What's the most unusual request you've ever gotten at the Public Lands Information Center?
Well, except for the weekly call to help locate Forest Fenn's treasure, the oddest requests I get are where somebody can find a particular bird or a particular mineral specimen, things like that. There's always somebody that's wanting to look for gold prospecting. They want to know where the gold is and where it's not. And so
what do you tell them? Is there any gold?
There is gold out there. There's gold that you can pan. There are various locations around the state that people can go to. They're on public land, and you can actually pan for gold and keep what you find.
Bill Teft is manager of the New Mexico Public Lands Information Center that can be found on the web at publiclands.org. Where can people go if they want to show up in person or if they want to call you?
Right. Well, we're located at 301 Dinosaur Trail at the Bureau of Land Management State Office. That's off Highway 14 or Cerrillos Road, south of I-25.
Here in Santa Fe.
Right here in Santa Fe. We're very easy to get to. Plenty of parking. Our phone number, toll-free phone number, is 877-276-9404. And we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. If you follow Cerrillos Road out of town, past the big Walmart out there, past I-25, and then you take the first left, and you'll find us. The Public Lands Interpretive Association, which is our parent organization, it's a nonprofit educational organization, and so we operate this store as a nonprofit operation, nonprofit information center that supports public lands and the agencies that manage them. So while we're at the Bureau of Land Management State Office, we have information on outdoor activities, recreation information for all agencies, Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, Park Service, and so on.
Now, you have a bookstore at your center, at your location?
Yes, we have at the Information Center. We sell books, maps, educational toys. And right now we're having our holiday sale, an annual holiday sale, that everything is 10% off the books.
Which are basically books about New Mexico books, and land and maps and guidebooks and things.
And what we have in the store are a lot of hard-to-find items, hard-to-find maps, hard-to-find books about New Mexico. And everything is 10% off with a lot of items 40% off right now. So that sale will be going on through Christmas.
Excellent. Well, Bill Teft, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be here.